when I first came, you know, it was that usual thing. You'd be at a spot where nobody knew who I was, and they would say, you know, who are you? I would tell them. And then they would say, what do you do for a living? Then all of a sudden, you know, the language and the topics change. Oh, we can't talk about this. We can't say these kind of words. And we can't invite him to these kind of functions. But I've been here long enough in all kinds of functions where they're more comfortable with me and I'm more comfortable with that. Those kind of barriers go down somewhat. Going into ministry, I had an idea what I would be doing. But 80 to 90% of my work, which was a surprise to me, really revolves around death and dying. I do a lot more funerals or just being with people in the long process, whether they have a month to live or 2 years to live. I mean, there's always somebody on my horizon who's going through something like that. I always dreaded answering the phone when it was an undertaker on the other side. It doesn't bother me now. I mean, you realize how much it's just a natural part of life. And for someone who only deals with it, you know, going through their parents' death or grandparents, it's very hard, and I understand that. And so therefore, maybe that's what God wants me to do, to be with people who aren't comfortable. If my ministry was limited just to my congregations, it wouldn't be as rich as it is. People come to me out of the woodwork, non-church people, people from other communities for the death and the funerals, and everybody's related to everybody. So I get to see all the connections among families across the county and really get to know them. And that's been the rewarding part.